NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're back, and the Pelicans are looking like legitimate title contenders, and it appears to have some other teams in their collective feelings, which I understand. Meanwhile, the Celtics continue to dominate in the Eastern Conference, and we'll get into that and plenty more with the co-host of the Dunk Tales podcast, James Hollis, on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack Mabuse. Welcome to the show, y'all. Thank you so much for coming by.
Welcome so much for coming by. Thank you so much. Thank us for welcoming. Yes.
Therefore, we should welcome our guest. The man who comes from Trini, grew up in South Carolina, and was a Bulls fan, then switched to Celtics once Michael Jordan retired. Please welcome Mr. James Hollis. James?
Wow.
How are you?
So, I didn't know all my business would be put on Front Street. So.
Yeah, we had to know because the second Jabari was like, hey, we're going to be talking about the Celtics next week. And I said, oh, okay, who's the guest? And he said, oh, you know, it's James. You know, he's from San Diego, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, what?
First of all, I'm not from San Diego, so that's one thing.
And obviously, that's why I said, and see, that's why Trini came in the bio. Now, do I have that right? You were born in Trinidad.
I was born in Trinidad, the big Trini blood.
It's like Frost Nixon over here, man. Miles is grilling you.
Right?
That is correct, right, sir? So let the record show that my man is from Trini. Okay.
I plead the fifth.
Wait, so when you switched to the Celtics, they were rough.
Yeah.
It was like the ML Carr, Rick Pitino era.
Yeah, that's the you know, Walter McCarty and them. Yeah, Tony
Delph.
Yeah.
All right. My dad was in there, Jim O'Brien, coached them for a little while. Yeah.
I'll be damned. Look at there.
Yeah. And then a long, dark winter for Celtics fans.
100%.
And then the big three.
Then KG came into town.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I was like, wait, what does this roster look like again? And I'm like, yep. Dana Barros. Tyus Edney. Mm-hmm. Purvis Ellison. Stand up.
Nervous Purvis. Never nervous Purvis.
Exactly.
He was a number one pick, wasn't he? Coming out of Louisville. Never nervous Purvis.
No, he was the first. Yeah. 89. And Travis Knight. Look at them. Look at the gang all together. Wait, so what was that like? I mean, so we always like to ask up top, you know, like what was your fandom journey essentially?
I basically cut my teeth on MJ and the Bulls. That's when I first really got into the league. And look, I have no remorse about it. Once MJ left, I jumped ship. I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching this trash.
And did you like strategically jump to the Celtics because they had so much success and you were like,
no,
all right.
No, I like Paul Pierce. I like Antoine Walker. For some reason, yeah. Antoine Walker, you know, I think I even had a pair of his shoes.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite players. And so, like, even though they sucked, they were fun to watch. So.
Yeah. Employee number 8. Was that his? He had like some nickname that just never got off the ground. It was like, yeah, something.
Yeah, I mean, it was all manufactured by Adidas, right?
Right, right.
They really called him some like employee number.
That was in the
like, it was a startup?
Yeah. Yeah. Employee number 8. I make baskets.
That's wow. Right. This is in the feet you wear era of Adidas shoes,
yeah,
I'd imagine, that's right? Because, yeah, that's when they had their basketball commercials on point. What was that like, you know, seeing Rick Fox kind of leave y'all and then go to the Lakers? Did that hurt or you don't even care?
No, I don't care, dude. I've never been a super emotional fan, like, you know. So
wow. How do you do that? Because every time we have all of our guests come on, they're all like emotionally healthy.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're like adults about their basketball fandom.
Yeah. I'm over here like wetting my pants because the Clippers scored a basket. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to parse through it all.
I just don't get that, man, which is, I find like super fans like fascinating because like, yeah, it sucks to lose. Like we lost the finals last year. This sucked. But I was just like,
yeah.
And my friend's like, oh, you must be so pissed off. I'm like, we were just in the finals, bro. Like,
yeah. Where were y'all?
Man, like, why would I be pissed off? They're trying to talk trash. I said, Lakers, my friend who was doing a Lakers fan.
Sure.
Like, you guys didn't even, like, what? Why would I, why are you trying to trash talk me? You didn't make the playoffs. What are you doing?
Oh, so you operate from wisdom. Like, you're like, but comparatively, I have nothing to be upset about, but you have everything to be upset about.
I mean, think about where Celtics were last January. You know what I mean? At one point, they were, 18-21. And to go from that to the finals, like, yeah, nothing to be sad about. It sucked watching Jason Tatum play, like, you know, Gerald Wallace, you know, that sucked watching him get locked up by Wiggins. That wasn't a lot of fun, you know, that we saw it again last weekend a couple of times, but you know, it happened.
Yeah. What are your feelings on the Celtics? Cause like over here, we're like, man, who's going to stop them? But I know, you know, last couple games have been a bit of a hiccup.
Last couple of games, it looked identical to last season before everything took off. So that lets me know that there's still remnants of whatever kind of hanging around the team. I'm a huge Jaylen Brown fan. I like Jaylen more than Tatum. Like, that's my guy.
Wow.
I've been a big Marcus Smart guy since he's there. So those are my two favorite Celtics. I get that Tatum is the Rolls Royce, but I like the other two better. So yeah, I have a good feeling about him. I've been kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop all season, you know, and I think these last two games, almost maybe I've been a little self-fulfilling prophecy. I was like, man, they can't be this good. This is ridiculous. I didn't think that shooting might not be sustainable. They had four guys over 40%. And like they were just bombing. I thought it would come back down to earth a little bit. I didn't think they would do what they just did last weekend against the Suns and then the Clippers. Those are really two bad stinkers, two real stinkers, though.
You mean the Warriors and the?
I'm sorry, the Warriors.
The Clippers,
You beat up on the Suns.
We beat the hell out of the Suns.
I was gonna say, did that kind of for me? It looked like once that game happened, I was like, oh boy, here we go. And then it looked like, oh, the Warriors came, and then a lot of fans were like, man, Tatum's got the Warriors living rent-free in his head. What's going on? 100%,
though. It's true. I think he wants so bad to overcome it that he looked terrible.
Wants it too bad?
Yep. And then last game against the Clippers, same kind of thing. The Clippers just threw bodies at him, and I feel like he gets into his own head a little bit. You know what I mean? He doesn't just play. I can see him trying to do moves. I'm like, why would you just do your step into that guy? But in his head, he was already thinking, I'm driving, I'm going to do your step. You know what I mean?
So, right.
Yeah. Mm. So the thing we talked about, I think, on last week's episode is that their offensive efficiency, their offense this season, like last season, the thing that really was the engine of their kind of breakout success halfway through the season when, I think you said 18-21, they were not a special team. And then their defense just jumped up a level and they became one of the best defensive teams of all time. And suddenly they were like unbeatable. And this season, their offense has been that. So home, their offense is just way head and shoulders. When they're at home, it's head and shoulders above everybody else in the NBA. And when it's away, they have the fourth best offensive efficiency in the league. So overall, they're still head and shoulders above everybody else. But it feels like there's something where they're just like a little more comfortable at home, which obviously is not out of the ordinary. But do you think, in watching the games, do you feel like there's something repeatable? Do you think like the Warriors or the Clippers like figured out something, or is it just there's a mental block there?
I think the big thing was Al Horford being out for both teams. Al, I call him, it's a funny term, but I didn't realize after I said it, I call him the offensive lubricant.
Yeah.
Because he makes everything just run smoother. You know, he's such a smart player. And then defensively, especially against the Warriors, Blake Griffin and Luke Kornet can't be on the floor. and they had to be on the floor. And Steph and Clay and even Jordan Poole just feasted, right? They're in a deep drop. So these guys are coming off and taking shooting practice. And they got comfortable, and that's what happened against the Warriors. Al Horford kind of mitigates that, and then Rob Williams helps mitigate that. So, yeah, defensively, I think Boston's problem right now, they let the game affect them. So when they get behind, they start playing a little tight, or they start playing a little hero ball. Only Jaylen Brown doesn't seem to really care. Jaylen's like, I'm going to hoop. But, yeah, Tatum gets in his head a little bit. I think Malcolm Brogdon tried to do too much last game. So, yeah they got some things to figure out.
Jaylen Brown gets better every season, which is like this season, he's averaging 29.8 points, 9.6 boards, and 4.2 assists a contest, I guess, in the month of December. But he's just getting so, he just gets so much better season after season. Do you think the thing that I think I'm most excited to see about when Robert Williams returns? Is do you think he will be doing the contest from the paint?
The Cornette contest?
The Cornette contest, where he jumps when he's not even close, just to like break the concentration.
I've seen one player make a shot when he did that. It was a guy from Toronto. What's it? I think was it Gary Trent Jr., I think.
Yeah.
I think I saw him make a three. Other than that, I literally haven't seen a single other person make a shot. And it's funny because now even like they're talking about it on the games. I doubt anybody else is going to start doing that.
Yeah, they should.
Did someone else do it? I thought someone else tried it.
Yeah, Marcus Smart did it
the other night. No, I know in the other night, we talked about the last episode, but I could have swore, maybe I'm just, taking that leftover excitement of being like, it's becoming a thing, yo.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Like, people miss shots when he does it somehow. And like he's done it a lot, and people miss a lot of shots. So it sounds dumb, and I know that... What's his name? The TNT guy. I know Jeff Van Gundy was making fun of him about how ridiculous it was, but
right.
Hey, man.
But it works. I mean, that's what's so funny. Like sometimes the most effective things are just things that are right in front of you. And like, man, that looks foolish. And you're like, you're actually blocking their vital moment of seeing the basket when they're like,
it's a distraction, whatever. But it's funny because like we talk about how Shaq said, I'm not shooting granny free throws because it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
You know, and like, Shaq, you could have scored like a billion more points if you said, I got to be cool. So, hey, look cool, but if it's
working, don't worry, my fused wrist is all good. Check this out. I'm just going to push it straight there and make Charles Oakley look like Mark Price or something.
It's also like Shane Battier did that. One of his secret hacks was he would put his hand directly in the face of the shooter so that they couldn't see the basket. Right. So, like, there might be something there. There's also this basketball documentary called Basketball. Where they just try and distract the players while shooting.
Yeah, Matt Parker and Trey Stone, man, really slept on in the league, I would say.
One of the best.
For you, James, what's the end rule with the Celtics? Like, where are we ending up? Are we getting to the finals? It's going to stop at the conference finals? What do you think? So far?
I'm very much a pragmatic basketball fan where I know to make the finals, you can have all the talent in the world, but it takes a combination of luck, talent, discipline, endurance, mental stamina. All these things have to be in the gumbo and the right ingredients, because not only luck for you to hit shots at the right time, you're going to run into an opponent that has somebody injured. You're going to run into an opponent that has somebody suspended. Opponent with somebody in a deep funk. It's going to happen. Last year, there was a confluence of events that led to Boston making the finals. The chances of that happening again are so low that I wouldn't be disappointed if they didn't. I want them to, and I think they have the talent to. But we all know Rob Williams' health is a question. Just a couple years ago, Jaylen Brown hurt himself before the playoffs and didn't get to play. All it takes is one badly sprained ankle. All it takes is one pulled hamstring. All it takes is one concussion protocol at the wrong time. So I know the chances are really, really low, but I think all the ingredients are there for Boston to do it.
Okay. Now, when you're sitting atop the league, like the Celtics currently are, I think in a lot of people's estimation, but like just like, sitting up, looking at the challengers, like, I think you have a unique vantage point as to you can tell us who scares you when you're looking around the league, like who actually scares you, because the Celtics are in my opinion, the best team in the league. And when that's the team you're rooting for, you have a confidence, but you also have like a heightened sensitivity to like who's actually dangerous around the league. I'm curious to hear what are the teams that frighten you as a Celtics fan?
100% Milwaukee. Giannis is a force of nature, and while Boston did a decent job, they still barely escaped by the skin of their teeth last year in the playoffs. Chris Middleton being back, it makes they're going to be tough. I know Milwaukee, and after all this thing with Boston, and then Milwaukee hasn't looked great. I think Milwaukee's what, a game behind Boston right now.
When Middleton came back, he was playing. I think I was watching his second game back. Mm-hmm. He was just hitting threes that are the most contested three. It's just a skill that like he has, unlike anybody else. Like it's just a bad shot from anybody else, and he's just, you know, he doesn't like elevate that much. He just has a quick release, and he will shoot it directly in your face. Like that really put me back in the ooh, Milwaukee's really dangerous and mode. Something
about him playing Boston, he turns into prime freaking almost T-Mac or something. There was a couple games that I remember. One, like he hit a shot like a turnaround over Marcus Smart from like 30 feet at the buzzer to go into overtime, and it's something about seeing Boston Green, Kelly Green. He just kind of goes bonkers. Obviously, the Warriors are in their head right now. They're in their head. Jaylen Brown said at the press conference after the last game that he thinks that we wanted to win this game too badly. We had it circled on, you know, on our calendars, and we were pressing. We played a little tight. So, yeah, that the Warriors are 100% in their head.
You got to win the games that you want to win, though. In my experience, you got to learn to win those.
Turns out, because
I feel like, especially if I'm in the NBA Finals, I'm going to want to win that game.
For sure.
Personally.
Turns out, I don't want to.
Yeah.
No,
I don't want to lose that one. A lot of people are watching. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
We've all seen somebody who try too hard and you end up screwing it up.
Oh, I'm number one try too hard guy. Yeah, totally.
Those are two of the real ones. We're not scared of the Nets. They shouldn't be scared of the Nets. They've proven that they can deal with the Nets anytime. They're just too disciplined for the Nets.
Philly, obviously, you're scared of, but we don't have to talk about that. anything on any other teams out West?
I mean, you know what? You could say that, but when Philly has their three guys all, you know, when Maxie's right, you know, Harden's Harden, but Embiid. So they have to have a healthy respect for Philly.
Harden's Harden, but Embiid.
Yeah.
I like that. It's just much knowledge of the NBA tied up in that.
Yeah.
In the West. No, not really. I mean, I think Boston has the horses to go with anybody. They're deep. They have a lot of size on the wings. They're rangy. They have shooting. You know, once Rob comes back, they're going to have, you know, him and Al, man in the middle. You know, I think maybe Boston needs one more, like Josh Richardson would be great. Another wing, two guard kind of defender off the bench, but it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the hottest team out West, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The Pelicans.
Yeah.
9-1 over the last 10 as of this recording.
12-3 in the last 15. Yeah. Oof.
Zion is playing angry.
World breaker.
Haven't really seen Zion.
Yeah.
We've seen him play like he was just for the first part of the season, he was just like excited to be back out, to the point that like it was the first time I've seen a player just play with a giant smile plastered on their face for an entire NBA basketball game.
That Suns game though, he was villain.
Yeah.
The dunks.
Yeah.
The dunks alone. I mean, this one in the fourth quarter. Second chance
points.
There's a lot of uh-ohs in this match. A lot of people feeling what Zion was about to do. Again, another one. Zion, stealing. Zion, slamming.
Stole it with two hands. And then...
get out the way, sir.
The controversial one where they were mad because the game was over.
You know what? You guys remember when Chris Paul a couple of years ago was playing against Portland and they were up and the game was over and he went and took a layup as the buzzers and Dame said something to him and he had that little, what'd I do look on his face?
Yeah.
You don't want Zion dunking, you stop.
Yep.
You score more points than them.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul tried to make a layup right before that. That's the only reason Zion got the ball. Like, the game was over.
Because you tried it.
You tried it.
Right. It's like, I wouldn't have done anything if you hadn't. But I guess here's the deal. And again, I love it because at the end of the game, you know they're going, like, if the ball gets to Zion, you hear Antonio Daniels on the play call going, oh, no. Oh, no. Because he knows what he's going to do. It's my favorite part of the clip. He's like, don't do it to him, Zion.
7 seconds left. Chris Paul comes down, misses a layup. The Pelicans are up 9. Is it the game's over?
Right.
Yeah.
And then Zion just kind of leaks out.
Just here he goes.
Pels. No. Get it
done.
And on the
spin in the reverse. The he hit the 360 windmill.
360 windmill. It was very similar to
Vince Carter.
The Vince Carter dunk that opened the most legendary dunk contest performance, except Zion's left-handed. So he's coming that direction and you feel like he's going to do it the reverse the way Vince Carter did, but then he brings it with the left hand. It's
again, just to hear the pleas of no. That's my favorite part because he knows they're like, we know you can.
You ever watch the Cleveland the Family Guy when Cleveland's house gets blown up and he falls out of the bathtub? No.
Just one more time, please. Again, it's more than the dunk. It's like the setup of him. It's basically like, do not unleash the power of the crystals. It feels like a scene in like a sci-fi film of like, do not unleash the power. One more time. I love that. And then Zion, like the bench is completely turned up. And I just like for him, he was almost like, that wasn't to entertain y'all.
Right.
Like I'm letting people know right now where I'm at. That's what I love. Woo!
And he's playing D. He's playing D. The Pelicans, when you look at the defensive efficiency and offensive efficiency, they are top four in both categories, which that's dangerous.
Yeah. And Herb Jones out. Brandon Ingram out.
Out. That's
they're
scary.
Deep. They're deep.
I wasn't worried about them before the season, but seeing what they're doing now with Ingram out and Herb Jones out, knowing that they're going to get two players of that caliber back. Again, teams only go as far as their stars, and Zion has proven himself to be a superstar. You know, I think by the end of the season, we're going to talk about him in the top, you know, obviously top 10, top 5, top whatever, somewhere in there. He's that kind of game-changing player. And then with a guy like CJ, they got a couple shooters. Alvarez, that's his name, right? Alvarado. So he's a great player. He's a good bench piece. Yeah, they got role players. They got the stars. They have everything you need. I don't know if they have enough shooting. You know what I mean? When they get to play the elite of the elite and teams just build a wall around Zion, but that's where you got Ingram, right? My only thing is we all know teams usually go, there's a progression, right?
Right.
And this is going to be their first year really with Zion. So if they can make it to the conference finals, it'd be amazing. If they make the finals, it'd be amazing. But we all know that's not how it kind of goes. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see.
But I mean, yeah, looking at them in like Memphis, we were just saying before, I'm like, pretty soon that's gonna be the Western Conference Finals.
100%. Yeah, the Warriors are in their last, you know, in the kind of the twilight here of being a super elite team. So
it's interesting. Just I always check in with 538 because they're right about everything and the politics, everything. But one thing they did get right, I remember last year. So they have their, this is like Nate Silver's analytics thing. And last year, I remember just watching when the Celtics were like 18 and 20, they had the Celtics near the top for like most likely to win the title. And I was like, oh, their model's broken. And then I watched a couple Celtics games and I was like, oh, maybe their model's not broken. And then by the time like they had won, you know, like five in a row, they were head and shoulders above everybody else. They're actually like less a favorite this season than they were last season, but they're still like, they have them as 31% chance to win the finals. The Grizzlies are next at 17%, then the Bucks, then the Sixers for some reason, Suns, but like the Pelicans aren't anywhere near the top. I mean, I guess they're like eighth, according
to my bookie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So. Should we take a quick break and then come back since we got a big chunky first?
Coming back in a moment.
Took a big chunky first.
Big chunky buttery first.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll come back with our Mad Boosties underrated performers of the week and some plays and performances that blew us away.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings use Pick 6 with promo code DK Hoops. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And we're back. And this is the segment, Matt Busty's Underrated Performers of the Week, where Miles and I, completely without any assistance from super producer Jabari, Jabari goes through all the performance of the week. Jabari knows all. He sees all.
Otherwise, I will just keep bringing up Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work well.
There's actually 20 lines of Austin Reeves copy here that Jabari just put a line through that Miles said.
That's wild. Even the one when I said, whoa, he got a haircut. That's what we're talking about, right? Nope. Okay. Yo, maybe not.
All right. So we haven't talked about it yet, but the Lakers and the Sixers played, and it was a sloppy affair.
Yeah.
But Austin Reeves was one of the most fun. And like, I mean, he had a really good game, but he was putting it together. And one of the four people I was most scared of on the Lakers side.
Okay. I think you're just saying this because the Lakers and the Celtics play tonight. And we've already said off mic that the Lakers are probably going to get absolutely tossed tonight. Because
I hope not. I mean,
I was going to actually ask you, see, we're trying to talk about underrated performers, but James, like, with the loss, the two losses, right? Mm-hmm. You feel like the Celtics got it. Like, they don't want to lose three in a row. You know what I mean? And it feels like a good emotional, good, like there's an right emotional game. Dimension. You know what I mean? But how are you feeling? Because in my mind, I'm like, oh no, they got someone to prove and we play them tonight.
So every year, this is the first time Tatum actually came out so smoking hot. But the last couple of games, he normally starts off really slow. And so I'm not super shocked. I'm wondering if he's going to go through a swoon. Again, he's been pressing. He's like, he's trying a little too hard. So it'd be nice if he kind of relaxed this game and came out. I don't have a good feeling about it.
We have that in common.
Right.
We both have a terrible feeling about it.
adversity hits every team, right?
Yeah.
You know, Boston was on a tremendous swell and an upswing all season. This might be part of a dip. You know, I'm not saying they're going to lose eight in a row or anything, but they looked, I mean, what, they scored like 93 points the other night. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I don't know. I don't have the greatest feeling. I could be a little pessimistic, too. Even though I said I'm a pragmatic fan, I could be a little pessimistic.
Same.
That's how I deal with it, too.
Yeah. Just because expectation is the mother of suffering, I just completely throw all my expectations out the window. So that's how I protect my ego.
Funnily enough, when I didn't think the team was a contender, it was so much more fun watching. And then last year in the playoffs, I was like, you know, had an indigestion a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, you know? Why?
So yeah,
why?
When you're actually on top of the league, it's a lot harder as a fan.
Yeah.
Right.
The hardest playoffs for me was when the Sixers had Jimmy Butler, and I did feel like they were a contender if they could get by Toronto and Kawhi.
That was the most painful one.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody remembers how that ended. Anyways, underrated performers of the week, AJ Griffin out of Duke Blue Devils has made two game winners this season, which that's pretty uncommon for rookies. We've seen that a lot this season, actually. I don't want to remind anybody about, you know, what happened between the Pacers and the Lakers, but
thanks.
He is just the second rookie to ever have multiple game winners, joining Tony Kukoc.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a decent good company there, I guess.
Yeah. Kelly Oubre, 28 or more in four of the last eight games. But I want to talk about Bogdanovich's last two games off the bench for Atlanta. 29.5 points off the bench, 72.2 true shooting percentage, 13 threes in two games.
That's insane.
Remember 38 against the Lakers? He had 22 in the third quarter.
When he is locked in, he's got that like Clay in him that, like, you know, you just want, once he's locked in, it's over. It's target practice and it's NBA Jam. He's on fire type territory.
Could you imagine if the Bucks had got him like they were supposed to?
Yeah, that would be ugly.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been a problem. Hey, speaking of a problem, Joel Embiid is a problem. We're moving on to our plays and performances that blew us away. I'll let you guys talk about Embiid putting up 53 and 12.
Hey, Jack, this is the question. I see there's like a meme going on in like Sixers Twitter talking about like the sort of inevitable cycle of how the Sixers seasons go. Starts off, Sixers look underwhelming. Then Embiid goes God mode. Sixers look dangerous. Then team shortcomings start to show up. Then GM trades for somebody. Then Embiid's supporting cast lets him down and the Sixers lose in the second round. Offseason moves bolster hope and repeat.
Yeah, they forgot about the part where Embiid's face gets broken in there somewhere. That's happened a couple of times for some reason. Just like, you know, the largest, most indestructible force. You know, we were always worried about his feet or his knees, and his face always gets broken in just random accidents.
Right.
But yeah, that's about right.
Right now, the cynical Sixers fans are like, we're right now in Embiid goes God mode.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, but what's the next move where the shortcomings start to show up? I don't know. I mean, I feel like if Harden stays healthy and Maxey comes back looking good, I feel like I wouldn't be too, I would say you'd get out of the second round.
Out of the second round is the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know about that.
That's a big if about Harden and his health, man.
Look, I'm trying my best to give positivity out here right now.
Harden did in that same game where Embiid went 53 and 12, had 19 points, 16 assists, 9 rebounds. So my question about the 76ers is they didn't have enough last season. And then they didn't add anything. They didn't like make a coaching change or anything this offseason. I mean, they added, I guess, that I shouldn't say that. They added the guy from Memphis whose name is escaping me, who's been really good.
Melton.
But yeah, Melton. Melton's been really good. But just watching them doesn't feel like, okay, they've gotten over that hump and they're a different team than the team that can't make it out of the second round. So like that's my question. Embiid was in God mode last season too, you know? Is it enough? Did Harden take it up enough? It hasn't looked that way to me yet.
I don't think Harden did. I think Maxey will. Maxey's a borderline all-star when he's healthy and he's cooking. You know what I mean? So that even though you didn't really, like you said, add much, his game taking a leap is adding something. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm hoping so. And it's been tough to tell because he's been hurt. Right.
But he looked good early season. My thing is, I wonder if PJ Tucker, PJ looks washed a lot.
He looks.
Whoa!
He's averaging like 3 points.
Yeah, he's out there just getting cardio
in like 30 minutes.
Seriously,
getting cardio. So that'd be my one concern.
He playing with an Apple Watch on.
Yeah, keeps checking.
Yeah,
yeah. And then just waves to Doc when he gets to 10,000. Yo, Melton is really good. It does feel like they need to make some changes rotationally to get more Melton, maybe less PJ. But yeah, I don't know.
I think they were so much expecting Thibault to kind of pop, right? And he's
done something.
He's something.
Yeah, he's just too, it's, I don't know.
He can't do anything on offense.
Yep. Triple J had 15 points, 7 boards, and let me see, 8 blocks in a win over the Hawks. Tyus Jones filling in for Ja with 22 and 11 assists.
He's great.
Yeah.
Can they lose? Are they
Yeah, the Pelicans are exciting now, but like the Grizzlies have that experience, right?
Yeah. And no Desmond Bane, too. You're like, oh, boy, boy, boy.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Yeah, they're deep. Baines is playing a lot like an all-star this year, too. Like I said, Triple J, he made a move the other night where he drove from the wing to the rim and hit a little, like a low runner, and he just, guys were bouncing off him. Like he started, his body's filling out. He looks big and strong. So, yeah, man, they're dangerous and they're deep, but I don't know. I think the Celtics' depth might have them a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. The West is interesting because it does feel like Memphis and New Orleans are the two most exciting teams right now. And Memphis, I think, has one of the best city jerseys. So, you know, everything's working for them.
That chrome. Oh.
Except for the gritty. I think the gritty is a stupid dance.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Sorry, Memphinians. Whatever.
Memphinians, that's correct. Kawhi put up his first 20-point game of the season, 25-9-6 versus the Celtics. That's his first 20-point game in over 500 days.
Miss him.
Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, whoever, it didn't matter. He was stuck on automatic, and even the TV announcer, the Clippers guy, was like, he's downloading his second-half software, and yep, he went to work.
Did you see his interview after the fact where he was like, I'm just like focused on the postseason, like this doesn't matter, this is like boring, essentially?
You gotta love it though, right? That's what they brought him and Paul George for. They don't care about the regular season stuff. They're like, hey,
gotta get to the postseason, man.
Are you thinking the Clippers won't make the playoffs?
No, I mean, I don't know. You don't want to be in seventh place heading into the postseason.
Tatum said the same thing the other day. He goes, hey, all this is cool. It doesn't matter if we don't hang a banner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Which that kind of sucks, though. As a fan, I love the journey, and I don't want to have that feeling where I'm like, oh, if they don't win it all, none of this matters. Watching Jaylen Brown be awesome is incredible. Watching Smart win DPOY is incredible. So I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Man, then Dame, that game against the Wolves. Like disrespect that first half. I think he had eight threes in the first half.
Love it.
It was, oh man, I just love when you're like, man, you can't do anything about this.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try. And it's like the second he knew, he's like, I think I've reached the point where I have just enough space to get this shot off. He was taking it.
And even when he didn't have enough space, and he was just like, I'd like to shoot like right in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just adjust. Let me just give me a little space. Okay, there you go. Here. Now you're on next year's upper deck card. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Crazy.
Man. 42-3 assists, 3 steals against Luka. We only had 38, but I think they lost that game, didn't they? I'm curious, is there any chance Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could ever start the All-Star game?
Starters is based on voting, right?
Yeah, but right. But yeah. Is because I know Charles Barkley, I feel like he's been like lobbying for him heavy. But I just think, like, when you look at how he's playing, like, clearly he's going to be in the All-Star game. But I'm just like, is there, like, another level of, I don't know, presence or, like, having more fans, like, attention or something could change that? Or just being like, look, you're going to get on the team, but it'll take a while till the fans vote you in.
I mean, maybe if they start winning in a couple years, right, the Thunder make at least a playoff run and they're on national TV a little more because he's great. You know, but yeah, that's what sucks. The casual fans only see him once and like, oh, that guy was pretty good. And they don't see him again.
When they got him and 2 7-foot-2 plus guys in the middle, if they get Wemby, then I feel like people start paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be.
Then it'd be 3 7 plus guys. Cause then they have Poku and they'd have Chet.
Oh, yeah.
Poku. Chet and Wemby. Yeah. Please, I just want to see that.
Yeah. By the way, I like that you said Luka only had 38. That's the kind of season he's having.
I know. I just like, you know, comparatively, I just wanted to be like, yeah, look, and he did 4 points better. But yeah, he's also just
incredible.
A freak that will not be stopped.
And then LeBron still doing it, 35. And AD had 34, 15, and 7 assists. But I don't know, man. The Sixers got AD in foul trouble. That's the only reason they were able to, you know, dominate the way they did. And even then, the game went to overtime because they just tried desperately to give it away.
They tried so hard. But they up like, you know, they closed that lead quick.
They were up 9, I think, with 30-something seconds.
Something it ridiculous was, like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty bad.
It was bad.
All that to just completely throw it away. It was a very different experience on my side. But yeah. I mean, again, I think for me, I will look closely at this game tonight. As you hear this episode, you will already know what happened between the Celtics and the Lakers. But that is one I want to feel good about. But part of me just feels like there's the emotional momentum may swing the other way.
So is LeBron going to get the scoring record this season?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Like soon-ish, right? He's 800 points away?
I did the math. He only has the average like 16 points a game over 82 seasons. So he's going to he'll be get it somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. February, maybe. January.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take one more break?
I think we should
come back and do
get
it
warmed
him.
Up. Oh, yeah. Let me just get warmed up for this next section. Yep. Okay.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back, and it's time.
Amazing, brother.
Amazing, brother, for James Hollis to get into the hot seat. This is the rapid fire round of questioning, the fastest question segment.
Let's go.
So anticlimactic that it ends with round of questioning. I just, I do love that.
Rapid fire round of questioning, you know, because you got you want to be technically accurate.
Can't be obviously too concise with the name rapid fire.
No.
Well, give people a chance to catch their breath.
Exactly. Because they're not like you're going to make you spit the rap god verse from Eminem or something, like that kind of rapid fire, or maybe something from Big Pun. But no, we're talking about these questions that will come very quickly. Now, James, we're going to ask you a question. Just respond. Just react. Don't think too much.
Top
don't
the dome.
Give.
Got it. Let's go.
Exactly. Let's go. Don't give long answers. And if we start, you know, bloviating and start, you know, giving art to just cut it off and keep it going. Cause at the end of the day, this is the fastest.
Gotta keep us on point.
Swing a sword at a four-door. Swing a sword, door, with sword.
Whoa.
My bad. Fire.
Spit whoa.
So I was at Whole Foods the other day. This is on topic. I was at Whole Foods the other day and they had in the magazine rack a magazine that was just called Eminem. And it was a picture of Eminem on it, and it said, greatest rapper alive. It's like, yo, what is going on with the Whole Foods clientele?
Yo, that's his manager who did that, because you know he doesn't use the internet, right?
Right, right.
Because they probably were like, yo, go to your newsstand and tell me if you're still popping Marshall. And then he saw that. He's like,
you didn't buy it?
Right.
That would have been a great gag gift.
I know. I took a picture of it, so I can send it to you guys. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Start the clock. Knees weak, arms are heavy. Mom spaghetti. Jack, would you like to go first?
Mom spaghetti. Indeed.
All right,
that's
mom spaghetti.
Only part I know about that.
Hey, you know the rules we play. It's mom spaghetti. So you're going
we're
first.
We're playing mom spaghetti rules. So I'll go
weak,
first.
Arms are heavy.
James.
Go.
Contender or pretender? All right. And I'm going to give you some teams here. Denver. Currently has the 27th ranked defense and find themselves in the middle of the pack in a crowded Western Conference. Contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Whoa.
Gotta be a pretender. They just don't have, the defense has been horrible. Their backup center is the corpse of DeAndre Jordan. Yep, Pretender.
DJ.
Man. Okay. How about this?
He's out there doing it in the high altitude, you know?
That's yeah.
Good for him. I'm just amazed that he can, you know, keep that many steps and no breakdown.
Up air?
Congratulations, sir.
Next one. Brooklyn is 17-12, winners of 9 out of 10, and finally looks like a team many people anticipated. Contenders or pretenders?
I have to go if I got the quick pretenders, only because the Bucks are there, the Celtics are there. Both those teams are deeper and more disciplined. And right now, the Nets, I still don't trust Ben Simmons.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Really?
Fair.
What really? Don't you trust about?
Yeah. What is it about Ben Simmons?
Take a shot in the dark.
About what? We'll put a pin in that. Come back to that one.
All right. Minnesota, 13-14. Not quite off to the start they would have liked, given how much they swung for the fences this past summer. You know, they're having a little trouble because they've had to move Cat out to the perimeter, out to the four spot, which
where he wants to be anyway.
Where he wants to be, but it also doesn't, he doesn't have the matchup that like allows him to, you know, be the best shooting center of all time and therefore, you know, draw the center out. So are they a contender or pretender?
They are an absolute laughingstock, and I love it. As the original Rudy Gobert hater, I love every minute of it. They told me he was elite. He was top 15. They told me he was a superstar. That roster is a total travesty. They're ruining our boy Anthony. What's his name? Anthony Edwards. They did a terrible job building around him. They should trade Cat as soon as possible. They are absolute pretenders. They're frauds.
When did it go wrong, you think? Because it felt
Rudy
like
Gobert.
Yeah. Like if without that, it felt like we were on a trajectory there with the Wolves.
100%. They should have traded for Donovan Mitchell. That's what they should have traded for.
Yeah.
Is that a warning tale to teams like the Pelicans and Memphis who are just thinking like, well, you know, maybe start doing stuff? Or do you just kind of be like, hold on, this thing
stop paying big money for centers. Like you got to stop paying unless they're Jokic or Embiid. Then what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's very much a move I would have made. I thought it was going to work out. And it's a move I would have made because I was like, yeah, well, they can't like defend anyone. So you just put that guy back there and overplay on the perimeter and he's going to stop everything. But it just totally messes up all the things that are going
on. Everyone
else. It was a very bad idea that I would have fallen for because I'm dumb. I don't know if that was evident to you. It would be a very bad GM.
Next question. And, you know, James, we got to keep this going. You know, I appreciate the answers, but we have to keep this moving. The next question is, you have the chance to win $10,000 to make a layup with each hand, $25,000 to make 5 out of 5 free throws, or $100,000 to make at least 4 of 5 from deep. Which challenge are you taking?
I'm taking the easy money and doing the layups.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To keep it moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll respect that.
See, I would be so worried about missing the layup, and then everybody would laugh at me.
Each hand. I would go, could I do a two-hander for the left-handed layup?
No,
because
you're not allowed. You got to do a full lefty layup. There's going to be a judge there, Miles.
And going up on my right foot?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dribble-up layup? I can't just do the right
foot. Oh, no, it's a dribble-up.
Not the McConnell.
No. Yeah. You know, you gotta pull up.
I'm still taking that one over there.
They used to give me a panic attack when I was playing like junior high basketball, doing the layup lines. Like, all right, from the left. I'm like, yo, come on now. Do all this in front of people.
Also, I like making George Mikan's name rhyme with pecan.
I know. That was a goof.
George McCon.
I was goofing. A little verbal goof here.
Hey, we like Rudy Gobert and George McCon over here. You know what I mean? Do things a little bit different around here.
We respect our big men around here.
Rudy Gobert.
Gobert.
He is. James, what we say, man? We got to keep this thing moving, man. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? We love you, man. We love you, but we got to keep this moving. Please.
That's on me.
Please.
That's on me.
Yep.
My bad.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Is this me?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So,
all right.
James, what's the new rule? You know, we like to say new rule around here when we're doing our rapid fire. What's a new rule you'd like to see implemented or altered effective immediately?
I would love to see them go the international rule of the goaltending stuff. Once it hits the rim, it's in play. I would love to see the NBA do that.
Is that because you just watched the Redeem Team and you saw how fun that was?
I just think every year, I just think because like it's stupid. Once it's hit the rim, it's be live. And think about how many blocks a guy would average. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gobert would learn how to time it and knock him off the rim.
Got
tip dunk so easy. I think it'd be more entertaining. I like it.
Yeah. The Redeem Team documentary is fun, by the way. I just finally watched it, and it's a blast.
I'll tune in and check it out. But I mean, I remember watching all that, and reliving it, watching it live. So
I remember Ricky Rubio being a big part of that, and just like how good he was, even though he was, I think, 12 at the time that game was played. And they don't mention his name once, I don't think, in the documentary, which is weird, but I respect it.
This ain't about him. It's about America. All right.
That's right.
It's about the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
James, we have to keep it moving. That was a test, man. Okay, fine. Next question. James, you know a thing or two about NBA Twitter. What's your favorite NBA tweet or Twitter moment of all time?
You're not going to get me in. You're not going to suck me in. You're not going to suck me in.
I'm just asking. I'm not asking about anything specific. I'm just asking you, for you as a person who enjoys the NBA and Twitter, what is your favorite moment?
It was probably seeing Steve Nash. Somebody was heckling him, and he said, "I'm the hardest 40-year-old you know, Brody, Temecula." That was pretty cool.
Wait, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. I just retweeted it the other day. 100%.
Temecula.
Oh yeah.
So that's just a one word way of now telling people to fight them.
I see it, like people will at me all the time or tag me in tweets all the time where somebody's talking and one guy's like, "Yeah, man, Temecula, meet me in Temecula." It's all the time. So honored and I'm proud to be part of the NBA Twitter lexicon.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got to tell people what that is, right?
I mean, look, if they don't know the ballad of Snotty Drippin' and Real AF. Just do some digging on your own.
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah. Digging.
It's yeah.
There's plenty of articles. Plenty of articles have been written.
When I retweet this out, I'll make sure I drop out. We did a whole podcast on it over on Dunk Tales. And,
yeah.
And also, there's articles. We made HuffPost. We did all kind of Bleacher Report, did a whole thing on it.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
So. But someone basically asked you to fight them in Temecula.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, yeah, that is an important detail.
That was an important detail. And he actually drove away from his family because I told him, "Yeah, I'll meet you." But I was actually in Arizona. So when he
left his family on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you know, driving down the 5 or the 15 highways, just blaring fight music, ready to fight over Kobe Bryant takes.
Yeah.
It's always incredible to me. I got death threats over that.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I got death threats. I got called every name in the book. Because they're like, "Why'd you agree to meet him?" I said, "Because he's stupid. Like, I'm not driving."
It's the internet.
If he did it, like, he's the idiot, not me. But yeah. I got called a coward, a punk, all that stuff. So
look,
maybe he learned a lesson about his anger. You know,
I'm sure. Jack, are you going to tell James?
I mean, yeah. All right. Would you rather meet me in Vegas or Miles in Temecula?
Is there a C option? Because neither one of those things sounds very favorable.
Oh wow, man. I'm so much fun in Vegas. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't like to gamble.
Oh.
What about wine country in Temecula?
But we can go to see a show.
I
know all the... Oh, man. No. Thought I had this one.
I mean, am I paying? If I'm not paying, I'll say Vegas.
Yeah! Is that anything?
I think that counts.
Yeah.
Wait, Jack, all are right. you paying? Hold on. Well, let's find out. Are you paying?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll
see that getting squirrely.
Oh, now he's back.
Oh, wow. So not,
have wow. you seen how pocket. Much these Cirque du Soleil tickets cost?
Hey, I just want a buffet. I just want a buffet. I want some T-bone steak. That's all. I want some tri-tip.
Yeah, the buffet is advertised the like one price, but then they get you on little ways, and then I'm gonna lose all my money on a blackjack hand. So
man, so I don't care.
I do need you to cover this. Actually,
buy me a steak, bro.
Okay. Look, you know what? I think that counts.
That's a win in my book.
We're putting that up. Yep. Hang the banner up. James Hollis, man, thank you so much for joining us. Before you go, we want to share some tweets of the week with you and our listeners before you tell us where people can find you. But we asked all of our listeners, you said, what is your NBA jam squad? If you could put anything together, who are you guys putting together for some fantastic matchups? I just want to read a couple. At AlexK14DFS said, Tim Duncan and George Gervin on the Spurs, Dr. J and Charles Barkley Sixers, Kareem and Giannis Bucks.
That's hard.
That one's wild.
That's tight.
No shooting, though. You got to have a three-point shooter.
Yeah, I like that. We're playing a different kind of game. I'm goaltending all day in that one.
It's that's true.
Nothing's getting near that rim. Then, let's see, at Mark Vomit said, Ja and Big Country Bryant Reeves together. I would have gone with Reef on that one. You know, I'm more of a Sharif Abdul-Rahim fan. But also, Anthony Edwards and Isaiah Ryder. Interesting. Shea and Sean Kemp. That would be a fun one too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're taking from the origin, origin team. And then at Saul underscore Bookman said Nash and Barkley would be dope. Lajuan and Harden, Mullen and Curry, or PG and Reggie Miller on the Pacers. And the realist J Mark said Durant Petrovic is almost unfair.
Nice.
Okay. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES. And James Hollis, man, thanks again for showing up. I mean, so many
best
times.
Best guest we've ever had,
here.
By far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is, I mean, no, I would actually, I agree, man. This has been really fantastic. We've had a great time. Where can they find you and support you and all that?
My favorite player was Scottie Pippen. So just change some letters and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Snotty Drippin. Also, we have our Dunk Tales pod, which I can say it's on all platforms.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be like you guys. But yeah, me and my partner, JP, we do a pod once a week. And check us out, man. We're not on your guys' level yet, but you give us something to aspire to. We appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. We're in the lobby. We're in the lobby. You know what I mean? We're just in the lobby. We're all trying to get on that elevator. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. We'll see what happens with the games we were talking about, like the Lakers, Celtics. Who knows what's going to happen there? But we'll be back, and we'll be talking more NBA action as usual. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Mad Boosties.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.